This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Public Schools is promising a better experience for students than when classes were abruptly canceled in the spring. At least that's what it says in the remote learning guidelines for the fall that were released this week. Teachers say they want that too, but they're worried about the reality of putting the district's plan into practice. WBEZ Sarah Karp tells us how one teacher is looking at it.
Nicole Flores is the first to admit that the spring was not great. She's a kindergarten teacher at Peterson Elementary on the north side. It's a diverse school where two-thirds of its students are poor and 40% are learning English.
We were thrown into the situation. A lot of the families didn't have time to plan. They couldn't even get connected. And it was a mess.
Eventually, she started having students come to small groups online for a half hour a day. That was okay, Flores says, because the charge from the school district was to reinforce things that students had already learned. This fall, she says, that won't fly.
I mean, if we did 30 minutes this year, they wouldn't learn anything, I don't think. And it would put so much of the work on the parents who are already under an immense amount of stress.
But she worries a lot more time will be too much. School district guidelines released earlier this week call for 3 hours a day of real-time instruction for that age, and then another 3 hours of independent learning. As students get older, instruction time increases. The guidance also says teachers should not give any ground to the pandemic, instructing them to not focus on catching students up from the spring, but instead to accelerate learning. It doesn't say exactly how to do that. Flores says it won't be easy when there's so much she needs to cover in kindergarten.
So a balance of time and content and trying to find this middle ground where they will still be engaged and they won't just be blanking out at a screen.
The Chicago Teachers Union has raised concerns that school district leaders are taking a traditional school day and squeezing it into remote learning. But CPS CEO Janice Jackson is pushing back. She says parents want a lot of instruction.
They said that they wanted to ensure that their students were learning, and we just refuse to back down on anything that takes us further away from our goal, which is providing every student with a high-quality education.
But Flora says she's trying to come up with ways for it to work. She's considering doing a half hour and then a break six times a day.
We do a mini lesson. We model what they're supposed to do, and we send them off to do small group work, independent work. And so setting it up like that would make 3 hours manageable. And the problem that brings is, will parents be able to help their child log on X amount of times throughout the day?
She's also aware that the school district is expecting a lot. Attendance will be taken, grades will be given, and students can fail.
So I want to make sure that if we are setting expectations for them, that we're going to be there to support them, that we have all the manpower that it takes to reach the students who aren't coming to class, that we're not just penalizing them, but we're going to find out, hey, what's going on with you and how can we help you?
But Flores worries that the school district won't have those things in place, that it will fall on her, and that for some students, it simply won't work. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.